When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I'm going to throat punch Mahigi in.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Getting closer to Sunday.
Yes, sir.
1:30. Eagles at home versus the Niners.
And the dessert, nobody wants to hear this, but we are the flagship, is Hawks here in the Bay at 5:30.
Yeah.
That'll be dessert.
No Trey Young.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, by the way,
that helps them.
Ja Morant. You want Ja?
Sure. Why not? Was there one thing I was going to say? Oh. So, I don't know if this says anything about Trey Young's value or whether it says something about maybe things have changed, but the Washington Wizards acquired Trey Young and didn't have to give up any draft picks. I would have thought he was at least good enough. Yeah, they get a pick. You know what I mean?
Now, do you think he's longed for Washington, or could they get frisky and do something and send him somewhere else?
I think he's there to stay. Right. I mean, he's there for the long haul. He's there, and they're clearly would give him another contract if he's good.
Yeah.
So, so the Wizards get Trey Young and don't have to give up any picks to get him. And just for the sake of comparison, I saw a trade proposal on ESPN that had Kuminga and Moody being traded for Trey Murphy and Jordan Hawkins. But in that trade, the Warriors would have to give up an unprotected first in 26 and two protected picks further down the road. And I was like, oh, man.
But for the immediate, I take that all day.
But how can you get Trey Young and not have to give up any picks? And then Trey Murphy, you got to give up, three, even though some are protected. But that's for another day.
They're missing a player like Trey Murphy. That's all I'll say. Just body type everything.
Yeah. I think they might be like the Niners. They're missing a little more than just one thing.
You know what's concerning me about this game besides the defense? Mm. If I ask you to give me a defensive player that's got a show, Stoney, I'm drawing blanks.
Lenore?
That's dependent on if they get home, because if they don't get home, you're asking somebody to guard a guy for 3 seconds, Stoney, that it don't work out well most of the time, you know?
Of course. But that's why
I'm not being negative. Give me a name.
Lenore.
All right.
It's the only guy anybody's heard of right now on the defense.
I got you. Green and all them, they've been,
Mustafa, force a fumble with a big hit. He can do that.
Anybody.
Mustafa could force a fumble.
Hendricks. Somebody. Make a play.
This is kind of what I mean. You don't play crazy. But to me, this would be a game that if you feel like you got a good calculated risk, go do it. Go, err on the side of aggression or taking a chance as opposed to playing conservative. Because I think if it's just a regular old game, the 49ers are going to be in trouble. They need to switch some dynamic at some point in the game. And ideally it'd be, in the first quarter where something happens and they set a tone where, Philly's going to play from behind today.
Okay. All right. Now listen, this is where I hear you. This is what we do know, and I'm going back to my Madden days, the video game, when I was a coordinator, Stoney. Now, you come into this game, if you're the Niners, knowing we can keep up and match Philly's offense that hasn't been nothing to write home about, but they got the name power. So if the Niners are on a good day, this is the offense we see and they can score, I'm going to dial up pressure. I think Jalen Hurts, I think something's up. But if you let him get comfortable, and I know it's football 101, come out to the passer. Stoney, you gotta manipulate, manufacture pressure, man, and I'm blitzing my ass off. And you're going to say, well, Guru, then you got your stuff hanging in the street because you don't know on the back end what's going on. But I want force Jalen Hurts to make quick decisions because I don't think he's that good at it. I think that's strong, but something's going on. Make him think. Don't let him get comfortable. Steiny. And if you get hit or they go up top one time, then maybe you dial it back. But throw the kitchen sink at Jalen Hurts, man.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. So apparently the Eagles averaged about 22 a game this year. 22 points.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I mean, can we use that as the you know, middle point? If the 49ers give up 22 points,
can they? Wow.
They have to take that.
Right?
If I said to Robert Saleh, there, you tell me if you would accept this or not. Philly's going to score their average 22 points. I think I take it.
I take it. Evan, would you take it?
And it's also the kind of thing 22. Where if they get, but you're going to have to prepare to beat them with them because of your defense. They might score 24 or 28.
Now, what if 10 of that 22's in the first half and we talked about it being close? So 10 to whatever, 10, 7, 10, 10. Man, you'll take that if you're the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not, they didn't run away from you.
Can the Niners score 22 points against the Eagles defense?
Had I not saw the Seattle game, I would say hell yes. Well, Donnie, why am I concerned about it now?
Because they got gobbled up last week.
And we don't know if I know Trent's playing.
Frank in Atlanta. Oh, man. Frank's been waiting a while, but we'll always get to Frank. Hey, Frank, what's going on, man? Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I hope everything's going okay.
Yeah.
Okay, two things I want to say. First of all, if Trent plays, I think we have a little bit of a chance. Barely any chance. Trent don't play, we don't have a chance. Because we bring in a knife to a gunfight, and everybody knows that. But because we don't throw the ball wide and we don't throw the ball deep, we don't have what it takes to beat Philly's defense structurally. I don't think we can get to those 22 points that it's going to take to beat Philly. I just don't think we're built for that, especially without any receivers, because Pearsall's the same Pearsall he's been. He's like my cousins Pookie and Ray Ray. He stay broke. So that it is what
that's
it
a
is.
Four.
So I'll just say that. So I don't give us much of a chance.
All right.
Second thing I want to say, the second thing I was wanting to say, well, I'll say that for another day.
Oh.
I don't think that we have a good chance.
What?
Oh, about Robert Saleh.
Saleh. Okay.
I don't think we can keep Robert Saleh.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say my thing for Robert Saleh is I hope he goes into this next chapter and remember that he is interviewing other teams. They aren't interviewing him. He is a proven commodity in this league with the job that he does this year. He set himself up for failure when he went to a team that didn't have a front office and didn't already have a quarterback. And I hope he makes the distinction in this interview process that he's doing the interviewing and he picks a team that A, has a quarterback, and B, has a front office that's put together and built for sustainable success.
Frank, good stuff, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Steiny and Goo, I'd like to talk about Robert Saleh. That's why Frank is the man.
Well, Frank made it seem like he thinks Saleh might be, like, of all the available coaches, and I don't have a list in front of me,
ahead.
Like, where does Saleh rank?
Up into the Seattle. No, I think Seattle's a win for him. Steiny, I got to think he said, now, what do you want? You know what I mean? What do you want? If you want a guy with the specialty of offense like a Kyle Shanahan or a McVay, Robert Saleh's not your guy. He could go probably find the guy. My point is, he's a defensive coach. So I guess if you're looking for that, that's where you go. But I don't want to speak for you and Evan, but it sounds like you guys and even the boss and Frank, you got to be careful about, I don't want to go there, but my end goal is to be a coach. Things change quick and fast. And, you know, Steiny, I've taken jobs in my life because I needed to pay the bills, but not predicated on, am I going to retire here? You know what I mean? I had the meantime. So Robert Saleh, regardless of what we say, can we be honest, Steiny, and look each other in the face real quick and say the Jets wasn't actually the, it didn't end well? Or are we going to say that was just the Jets, it don't count?
Well, we'll probably find out job he gets.
He's probably at least third, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Stefanski and Harbaugh.
Because he specializes in something. Sirianni's just a coach. He ain't offense or defense, and I'm just saying that's not bad. But when you specialize in something, I think that means that's who I'd want. What are you bringing to the table, Steiny?
He's bringing a, you know, obviously a defensive mindset. I mean,
Would you rather have him or McDaniel?
McDaniel specializes in offense.
I want to have McDaniel next year as the 49ers OC.
But he wouldn't call the plays, though, because Kyle does that.
I want him to do whatever he did that year, the last year he was here. I know he was called the OC. I don't know what he did. But
he told Kyle to put Debo at running back.
Right. So you don't hold McDaniel accountable for anything that went bad or didn't manifest in Miami?
Did I say that?
No, I'm at, because it sounds like you're open to having
him and Saleh are the same. They both went places and both failed.
But I think McDaniel had McDaniel more support from ownership than
okay,
Saleh
failed less. Okay. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they bring back Mike McDaniel? They brought back Saleh.
And who knows? He may be getting another job.
I mean, I hate to say it. I'm just the thing I'm skeptical about until I see something happen is, you know, with the Rooney rule, they've got to interview a minority candidate, which Saleh is.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping I'm not so cynical, and it's not so cynical that
McDaniel's
bringing
mixed.
Him in. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I forgot. My no, Evan, you're laughing. That's why I got curls.
Yeah, multiracial Mike.
Yeah, why is you laughing? I forgot Mike is. I got some brother in him.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in the city.
All right. And Evan and Lowe get us started on this day, Sunday. What time you start, E?
10 a.m.
That's a long one.
Evan's got a big weekend coming up.
Well, 3.5-hour show. On Sunday.
Yeah.
10 to 1:30.
But let me take you through Evan's weekend.
Because you're already, I feel like, going to mess it up, and he told you what he was doing, but you go ahead.
No. Tomorrow, Evan finally gets a Saturday off.
Well, there you go.
He's going to go golfing. Evan's going to go golfing, so he's got a great Saturday.
Golf tournament. Yeah.
Then Sunday, he'll get up and do the pregame show with Lorenzo Neal.
Yeah.
Then he'll watch the game, the 49ers game.
Yeah.
Give me that. Then.
Oh, double duty?
Then he's got the big game.
You're doing both?
No. You know what game's
Oh, yeah.
The Chargers. Chargers.
Can I take you back?
Patriots.
What was it, 4 or 5 years ago when they were up 27-3 on Jacksonville? We were on the vine together, Steiny. And they squandered that, Evan. Let's hope it's better. I'm rooting for you.
The only thing I remember about that game is about 3.5 minutes left. Chargers were leading at the time.
Oh!
I was watching the game with my mother, and she got up, went to the kitchen, and said, I've seen this bleep too many times.
That, man. Spadoni and I were on the vine like this didn't just happen.
I mean, that's a game where I have... I would like to see the Chargers win the game.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah. It ain't going to be easy, partner.
Let's go. By the way, we can do that coming up. Raymond in San Jose. What's going on, Raymond? How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How about yourself?
Hey.
Doing well.
Good. Hey, this is my first time calling you guys. So I'm very happy to talk to you, Steiny, and you too, Goo.
Right on.
Thank you.
But at the end of the day, guys, we're right there, guys. We are right there. I know we get all these little speculations of, you know, are we going to make it there? Or, you know, what do we got to do to get there? But guys, we're a couple players away, man. If all fails this weekend, right, it fails. But at the end of the day, it's not a fail for the season. I don't believe, at least, anyways.
Hey,
we're right there, guys. We'll be there.
I like your style, and a lot of people have been lobbying for me to give a speech, but with the state of my voice, I can't. I like how you approach this call. Could you give the Niners a speech right now? If I'm putting you on the spot, okay.
It's his first time ever.
Oh, I like
that. No. You guys are good, man. You guys are good. I listen to you guys all the time. I don't know where all that came from right now, to be honest with you. I'm a Niners fan through and throughout, man. Always been.
There you go.
All right, man. All right,
go get him, Jim.
Thanks, Raymond. Appreciate the call.
What would your speech be to him?
You know what my speech would be to him. All right. I'm making my list here. The Patriots is Drake May.
What you do?
Okay. Oh, mine?
You got it in you. The way you talk to me weekly, if you tapped into that, Steiny, you'd probably be going around the nation giving speeches.
All right, guys. I don't have to tell you how important this game is.
I like it already.
It beat us here 2-3 years ago. We didn't like that. By the way, nobody's really giving you a chance. And they're laughing at the defense. And they're wondering about the offense. But I'll let you guys take that in. I feel like we have the tools here. I think we have the game plan. I think we've got the scheme. Listen, you guys have been in this spot before, a lot of you. There's no rah-rah now. Let's just go out, win this game, play our best.
Kick your ass! Hey, Lenore, I was going to do the snoring sound, but there are some coaches like that, Steiny.
I'm ready to run through a wall, Steiny.
I think Carter coaches, laughing like,
I think more coaches
up.
Are like that in the NFL than like rah-rah.
Preceding a 38-0 loss.
Dude, no doubt. Like, man. We are who we are in this world, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I actually put myself in that position, and I'm thinking, okay, who am I looking at? I'm looking at Brock Purdy. Mm. I'm looking at George Kittle,
yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, Juwan Jennings, Trent Williams. Warner's in the locker room probably somewhere. Lenore's been around. I'm not getting up there and yelling and screaming when I know darn well that those guys know the stakes of the game.
Oh, right, right.
And it's up, and those are my guys, and those guys are the ones that have to get the younger guys ready.
I got you, man.
That's the way I would approach if I were Shanahan.
About your speech, did Steiny turn 75?
No, but seriously, can you imagine Kyle Shanahan yelling, and, hey, we got it's like you're talking to George Kittle.
You're
talking to Trent Williams.
Now, what about
Trent
what
Williams
we see
has been in the league
Ben
more
Johnson
than
and this new thing, Brian Schottenheimer, and they're taking their clothes off in the post game. Is that different, Steiny? When they're like, bring
it
in,
that's definitely
man.
Different.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
All right. All right.
That's definitely different. No doubt about it.
I ain't mad at you, Tupac. No, that was like, I'm listening, I heard you. Yeah. Let's go.
Come on. It's
They're not losing 55-13.
I mean, we all know what, I would say, you know, we all know what you guys are capable of.
Right.
Let's show everybody what we're capable of today. Let's put a game together.
We're warriors. And words don't really matter. You got to go out there and block, right, and tackle.
Thank you.
Did they not, real quick.
Yeah.
Do you really believe they missed 18 tackles Saturday night? I watched the game again. It didn't look like they missed 18 tackles.
Well, did they miss 18 tackles because they're not as talented? Did they miss 18 tackles because they got guys playing and they were tired? Well, did they miss 18 tackles? You know, they might have missed 18 tackles because, you know.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Four guys who shouldn't be playing missed tackles.
No.
Hey, how come? Because you shouldn't be playing. Well, oh, wow, that's why, man, you miss tackles. You're not.
Chicago Jackson saying they missed 17 on the third and 17. Right. So maybe.
Wait
that,
a minute.
How did that happen?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I didn't even. I don't know why it didn't register. You can clearly get more than one missed tackle in a run.
Right. Oh, yeah. I feel like the first half, we missed all the missed tackles because you're just saying, wow, Kenneth Walker's really good.
Dude, that was bad.
They missed 17.
I bet you
they missed about well, I don't know if they're going to be called missed tackles, but I felt like three times during that run they had a chance to stop him short.
Man.
Even at the very end, if they could have just stopped his stopped his momentum. But anyway, let's go out to Jack in San Leandro. What's up, Jack? How you doing?
How you guys doing? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling in regards to the Niners, and I think everybody's like overthinking it. I think the way that they could win is simple. They're going to Philadelphia. It's probably going to be cold. Okay.
Okay.
Got to win in the trenches. You got to win in the trenches. Then that'll help out McCaffrey and whoever running backs, and then that might even help out Shanahan, because if you win it in the trenches and you get them blocking, then you can open it up for screens or draw plays and things of that nature, not necessarily going down the field. And also, with, I know y'all mentioned with trying to possession, because that was an issue last game. So I think if they put that together, then they should be fine. I don't understand why people are panicking.
Well, it's and probably, Jack, and if you want to stick around, try to give me a rebuttal, it's probably because, you know, the Niners haven't run the ball well all year, pretty much. So why would they do it
right
Sunday? But I mean, if they can, like, Philly's defensive line is much better than the 49ers offensive line, but that doesn't mean on Sunday the 49ers offensive line might not be able to outplay them or play well enough to open up more holes.
Yeah, it's big boy time now.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jack. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jack.
Real quick, do you feel like people are panicking, Niner fans?
Panicking.
Or giving them no chance? I mean, the Niners are the sixth seed. Philly's the defending champs. I don't like the state of the Niners' defense. So going into this game, I'm going to be real, and I've told you guys, I would be surprised if the Niners won this ball game.
You know, sometimes I do try to remember back to when I did love teams, and I can do it. And so I just know the way I used to talk about sports when I was. And so if I were a 49er fan, and
Joe Shasky,
I'm 20 years old or whatever, 25, but I have a little sense of history. Yeah. I would say this is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game.
It's up to 5.5 now if you're into that.
Yeah.
It started at 3, 2.5.
I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I don't think I would be saying we have no chance, but I also think it's one of those games that if it goes like last week, I'm the kind of fan that would be like, well, no kidding.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Which team was the last team you loved?
Loved?
Yeah.
You said
like your team.
Celtics, mid-80s. I mean,
and when did it stop?
Oh, actually, you know what?
When
I'm going to change that.
Uh-oh.
I will change that. The We Believe Warriors. They were the last
team I loved.
Yeah. That team was.
And how did it happen? Did you know, like, okay, it's over, I'm gone to my allegiance, or?
No, it was just like, that's the last time I, the only time pretty much I ever watched the Warriors and was like, I want them to win. I want them to win so bad.
I'm being real. We're
going
to get back to the Niners because I love you. No, seriously, I do. We always talk about your book and Matt Barnes and them just botching the documentary. Why don't you write or do something, a pod, on that whole We Believe? You were right there. And for you to say they had you loving them, I would love to read or hear your heart. Evan, too. Carter, too. Like, you're laughing. I'm serious.
I don't think there's a lot of interest in that. That's all.
How could it be here?
Yeah, I want to know more about the birthday card.
Man. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's a great
point. That's the thing. And that's the kind of thing that is why I will never do that. Is because here's the thing. It's like you start doing that and then One little thing changes, and like nobody cares about what we believe. It was 20 years ago. This guy's a high school Harry. This guy's a has been.
Baron Davis, those guys would come out the woodwork to be on the show and honored that somebody would take initiative to do that. I'm being real.
I don't know. All right. 888-957, back to the Niners. Yeah. 888. Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker, 1 o'clock, that's in 50 minutes, Odyssey NFL Insider. I'm going to say it. I'm not sure there's anybody in the country.
Uh-oh, be careful.
That knows more about both teams.
No, right.
If you add up all the knowledge.
I got you.
Then Ross Tucker. We'll talk now. Back to the Niners on 95.7, the game. Hey, you guys know I've been around for a long time, and I've seen the highs and lows of a lot of athletes in the Bay Area. We're just talking about We Believe. That's a high. But there's things more important than sports. And it's the pain that comes with getting knocked down in something more serious called life. When it's not a game and when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win. Millions have been recovered by for clients across the region, and SF Weekly has voted them best of the Bay 4 times. So if you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. 415-523-5555 or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.